In the United States, the FBI has raised national security concerns about TikTok, warning that the popular app was in the hands of the Chinese government and poses a threat to data protection and cybersecurity. Here in Ireland, TikTok is the fastest growing social media platform, and the video sharing giant has been investing heavily in the Irish market. Our reporter Micheál O'Scunnall spoke to some TikTok content creators to find out whether they're concerned about their data.
We do have national security concerns, at least from the FBI's end. They include the possibility that the Chinese government could use it to control data collection on millions of users or control the recommendation algorithm, which could be used for influence operations if they so chose.
They are the concerns of FBI Director Chris Wray about the popular video sharing social media platform, TikTok.
I don't think the side of TikTok that I'm on that I'm really worried about that. At the moment, everyone seems to be smashing pass on celebrities, so I don't know what the Chinese government want with that, but that's what I get on my TikTok.
Alison Sheehy, who's head of community at Gym Plus Coffee and a content creator for the brand, is not as concerned.
Not overly worried about it. I think that's more to do with the American and Chinese relationship than an actual threat. I think TikTok do a good job at the moment advertising even safety for children. I think if you've got an account and you're under the age of 13, you can't DM. There's great parental controls, everything like that, so I'm not massively concerned.
TikTok is increasingly making Dublin its European home. It's to build its first European data centre here and has signed off on a deal for office space in Dublin's Docklands. At a content creator event this week in the capital, Irish TikTokers showcased the broad range of areas where they are using the app to promote themselves and their businesses.
So my name is Brad Heidi and I play music.
Because I only half remember you dancing in my head.
I just post videos talking about folklore, mythology, superstitions.
Real Talks with Jacob, where basically that's to give people leeway that feel like they're walking on eggshells when asking questions about transitioning male to female or female to male, to do with the gender transition itself.
I share personal budgeting advice.
Really cute seals and showing people kind of up close how cute they are and how charismatic they are and just how important it is to protect them.
I make makeup and beauty videos.
So essentially I just go around the place picking up old tools, cleaning them, sharpening them, fixing them, and then using them to make all sorts of bits of furniture.
TikTok doesn't pay creators for videos, but many Irish people are using it to make money. With 1.5 million followers and over 120 million likes, Miriam Mullins is one of Ireland's best-known content creators.
I love TikTok. It's my favourite platform. It's given me a career, so I can't say anything bad about it. I honestly love it. I think it was 2 months after I started, I hit 100k, so it kind of just snowballed from there. I was very lucky. I literally started uploading 6 videos a day at the start, so I just was very consistent. And then I got an agency who reached out to me to manage me, and they started getting me work, and work was coming in for me, and I started doing ads, and that's how you make money from TikTok.
The Irish Data Protection Commission has indicated a range of fines will be imposed on the Irish arm of TikTok amid an investigation into how the social media giant processes children's data. The platform is owned by Chinese company ByteDance, but is there cause to share the FBI's concern?
These platforms have to operate within the countries they are founded in, and they have to abide by those laws. So in theory, it is possible for various governments to have access to our personal data.
Brian Honan is a cybersecurity expert and CEO of BH Consulting.
Has there been any direct evidence of, for example, TikTok sharing their users' data with the Chinese government? I'm not aware of any that has happened, but theoretically, the Chinese government could instruct ByteDance, which owns TikTok, to share information with its spy or law enforcement agencies. When you install these social media apps, you may see in the permissions it's asking for access to a whole lot of stuff. And most people would accept those settings by default. So the app now has access to your address book. It has access to your camera, to your microphone, to your location data. So if you are a valuable enough potential target for a government agency somewhere, that information obviously can be used directly, maybe to try and track you, but also could be used indirectly to try maybe influence you. Ordinary users shouldn't be overly concerned about being spied on by government agencies because, let's face it, they probably have higher value targets they want to spy on. All social media platforms have the potential to be used to invade our privacy. I suppose at the end of the day, it's nearly which government would you rather spy on you, and pick your social media platform accordingly.
Billy Kennedy has certainly picked his social media platform. He's gone viral making TikToks with his granddaughter Anya. A fifth of the Irish population have the app, with the percentage in younger demographics much higher than that. But it's not just a platform for young people.
I'm a TikTok addict. I look at TikTok every morning. I'm 83 years of age. I got interested to Anya and I love it. I have an 80-year-old sister-in-law and she's housebound, and I send her all the TikTok videos and she looks at it through WhatsApp and she loves them. I like the music. I love everything on those. I could spend hours and hours. I know I'm an addict. I know I am.
There's one TikTok fan, Billy Kennedy there, known online as Grandad Billy, ending that report. Now, by the way, there was a statement that we got from TikTok about those FBI concerns. They say they are in talks with the US government about the FBI concerns and that they're confident they're on a path to fully satisfy all reasonable US national security concerns and have already made significant strides towards doing that. They add ByteDance is a private company and TikTok Incorporated, which offers the TikTok service in the United States, they say is a US company bound by US laws.